but half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we normal soldiers in the revolution of modern finance. Of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, cause one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence
to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. And the Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we're going to throw open the lines tonight, have an open call-in. If you'd like to be a part of the broadcast here, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, any topic, any subject you want to talk about, we're going to throw open the lines tonight for that, 800-313-9443. In the last few weeks, you know, we've been bringing up towards the end of the broadcast how that, you know, the gas prices, if you haven't noticed, have gone just sky high, outrageously high, and there's so many people have ideas on how to get it lower, but it seems like there's been no change. It just continues to go higher, and I've been saying boycott Mobil and Exxon. They're the biggest, controlled by the Rockefellers, et cetera, et cetera. If everyone just bought gas but just stayed away from that company, those companies, we'd be all better off. Be right back. I'm Zach Daniel on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, RBN.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Downey here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org is the website. And right before the break, you know, we've been discussing briefly on previous broadcasts how that the gas prices have been just outrageous. And I think, you know, if you've gotten any of these emails or spam, you've probably seen some of these maybe in your email inboxes where people talk about a gas boycott for one day. And that really never really works to bring or drive down the gas prices. But I thought that was a great idea. I had received it, probably as well, maybe. A great idea. If everyone just stopped buying Exxon and Mobil gasoline, but just go ahead and continue to buy gas at your normal rate, but just stop buying from them, since they're the biggest, they would have to drop their prices, and then all the other oil companies and gas stations would have to follow suit. And so keep that in mind. Spread that word around, because we really are getting gouged. There's no question about that. It's a, you know, it's a universal tax. You know, the dollar is dropping. It's really worth nothing. It takes 2.5 cents to make a dollar bill and 2.5 cents to make a $100 bill. And we know it's the banksters. We know it's the internationalists, the so-called wannabe rulers of the world, the so-called elite, who are basically in deep degradation and in their evil, need to be reproved. In fact, the Book of Psalms talks about that, who will stand up against the evildoers. And I believe that is scriptural, and I do believe, though, that most importantly, as long as we're striving to please our Creator, and He will put favor, His favor, on our lives. And that is so, so important. It's more important than any other issue, I would believe, I would state. But tonight, if you'd like to open up your heart and get some ideas, thoughts, questions, any subject, any matter, any topic, 800-313-9443. This is the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, and in Isaiah 58, it states that Yahweh would guide you continually and satisfy your being in drought and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And those from among you shall build the old waste places, and you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you would be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets or paths to dwell in. If you do turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my set-apart day, and shall call the Sabbath a delight, the set-apart day of Yahweh, esteemed, and shall esteem it, not doing your own way, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh, and I shall cause you to ride on the heights of the earth and feed you with the inheritance of Jacob or Yaakov, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. And I really just get encouraged every time I research and study these texts out here in Isaiah about being a repairer of the breach. We're all called to do that if we have been led by His Spirit into the covenant that He's given, the new covenant, the renewed covenant to Yisrael, which is not a location. It is a people of every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. As you've heard on this broadcast, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, when He came in the flesh, born in Bethlehem, and of course reared in Nazareth, He came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew chapter 10. And so they were the yellow, black, and white, and red, and brown races of the earth, the many colors of the coat that Joseph received from his father, Yaakov, Yisrael. And so we're to be set apart. We're to keep His Sabbath, He says right there. And if we understand that the seventh day of the week can never be determined unless we first find the first day of the month, and the first day of the month is the day of the new moon in the Scriptures, not 1 through 30 or 1 through 31, as you know by now if you've heard this broadcast at any length. The new month is really the new moon, or when you see the full new moon, that is the beginning of a new month. And for the Sabbath, for the third month, that's what we're in, the third moon of Scripture, even though the world calls it May 13th, it is technically in the Scriptures a third moon, not the fifth moon. And it is indeed the third moon. And this coming Tuesday night to Wednesday night, translated on the pagan calendar, will be the second Sabbath of the third moon. It'll be the 15th of the moon. And in the Word of Yahweh, you will find over 18 pinpointed scriptural text references in Scripture where the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath, was always on the eighth day of the moon, 15th of the moon, 22nd of the moon, and the 29th of the moon. That doesn't mean the 8th of, you know, of June or the 15th of June or, you know, and so forth. It means that you first discern when the first day of the month is, which is the new full moon. The new moon is not a dark moon or an invisible moon or a little slight sliver, as Islam teaches or even Judaism teaches. That is incorrect. According to the Scriptures, the new moon is when you see the biggest and brightest and most pompous moon. And you can reference that and go to Psalms 81:3, where it says to blow the trumpet in the new month or in the new moon at the time appointed. And the word appointed is the Hebrew word kesel, which means the full moon. So the appointed time for the new moon is when it's at its brightest or fullest. And just like an hourglass, you've heard me state this before, an hourglass starts full, doesn't it? It doesn't start with a sliver of granule. It starts full. And that's how a month, a new month starts. It starts full of a new set of 29 or 30 days, depending on if it's a 29-day month or a moon or 30-day moon, because it takes the moon 29.5 and some change there for it to be completed. To go from full, the first 15 days, you'll see it wane the first 15 days, and then it begins to wax or grow or increase the last 14 or 15 days. And so notice when you see this coming Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, you'll see it pitch black when it comes to the lesser light or the moon. You'll see the stars out, but you won't see the moon out because the 15th of the moon is the second Sabbath or the second seventh day of the week, and it'll be a pitch black night, albeit with, of course, the stars, but pitch black from the moon standpoint. The moon's there, obviously, but the Sabbath, second Sabbath of each month in Scripture is always going to be the dark phase of the moon. Okay, the first Sabbath of the moon, you'll see a half full moon, okay, approximately, give or take 5 degrees or so, or 5%. You know, would it be 45% or 55% thereabout? You'll see that will determine a 29 or a 30-day moon when you start doing and observing the scriptural Hebrew time that Yahweh gave us to follow his appointments, because he appointed the moon for seasons. He says it right there in 104:19 of Psalms. Psalms 104:19 says he appointed the moon for seasons. And that word season means appointment. And so if we keep his new moon, then we can keep his Sabbath. If we don't know when the new moon starts, it will be very difficult to find the seventh day of the week. Very difficult. But if we desire to please him, he states that if we continue in his word, then we are indeed his disciples. Anyhow, we've got some calls. We're going to throw open the lines, 800-313-9443. Open call. Call in today on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Don't forget that we still on a pledge drive, folks, and support the network. Keep it strong. Give your donation to the network. You can write a check, money order, to the Public Broadcasting Office, which is at 1015 South May Street, or South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we've got a couple callers on the line. We've got Richie in Louisiana. Welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. What can we do for you, Richie?
All right, Zach. I'd like you to elaborate further on the what I've heard the term called the floating Sabbath. This is new to me. I've been a Sabbath keeper for about 10 years now, and have just heard about this, and I'm a little confused. I have heard about the new moon being a full moon and referring to the Psalm scripture that you said. I'd like, if you would, to give me as many scriptures as you can to clear this up for me. And I'm confused on one issue. I'm reading in the first chapter of Bereshit, Genesis. And okay, if what you say is true, it doesn't line up, because if the week starts on the first day and the moon wasn't put into the sky until the third day, then they'll never line up, and you couldn't look at the moon. I will agree with you that the full moon could be the beginning of the month, but now we have to determine the week. How do the week start? And
okay,
my confusion, as I said, has to do with that the sun and the moon were put in on the third day.
Actually, the fourth day he appointed the moon, or it'll say on the fourth day that he created the moon and the sun and the stars. But if you study that word created or he appointed, it means that he, it means just that, he appointed it. Like if I appoint you the captain of the team during spring training, it doesn't mean you weren't there. You were there the whole time, but midway through spring training, I appointed you. Hold on, Richie. We'll elaborate some more. We'll give you some more verses. The moon, as the weeks are found in the moon, we'll be right back. You're listening to Repair the Breach. I'm Zach Daniel on RBN. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the...
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and Richie's referring to a text in Bereshith or Genesis 1 where it states in verse 16, and the Almighty Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, which is the sun, or and the lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon, and the stars. And the Almighty set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And the Almighty Yahweh saw that it was Tover, that it was good, and there came to be evening and there came to be morning the fourth day. Now, if you study that out, Richie, you'll find out that the text there is that he appointed the sun and moon and stars, or he gave them basically, or he let us know their marching order, so to speak, their purpose, their appointment. Doesn't mean, remember, the evening and morning was the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day, so there was light, obviously, prior to the fourth day. And that light, obviously, is from the sun, moon, and stars. He just appointed, where it says created, or he made the greater light and the lesser light on the fourth day, is that he appointed. It didn't mean he finally brought him into first-time existence. It's like I was saying before the break. You For example, if you were a shortstop and I was the manager of the team and you were doing great, I'd appoint you the captain midway through spring training. It doesn't mean that you did not prior exist to be on the team. You were on the team the whole time, the beginning of spring training, but I appointed you midway through it. It doesn't mean that you didn't exist. You just got your marching order. That's pretty much what that text and correlation is all about. Any other questions?
Yes, if you would, as I asked earlier, just give me as many scriptures as possible to help me understand the concept of the floating Sabbath.
Okay, now what people call the floating Sabbath...
Maybe I'm using a wrong term, but...
No, it's okay. I've heard that a lot. No, you're fine. Richie, the thing is, if you use the pagan calendar, which we all have to deal with it, obviously.
Right.
Everything is driven by commerce by it and so forth.
Yeah, people meet on the day they call Saturday. You know, that's what I've been keeping as the Sabbath.
You know what a floating calendar is, or a floating... You want to talk about a floating Sabbath or a floating false Sabbath? Let me give you an example. Birthdays, okay? If you were born on July 1st on the pagan calendar on a Monday, it'll be July 2nd on a Tuesday the next day.
Right.
So it's, you know, the next year. So it just shows you what really is a floating calendar or a floating time. If July 1st is on a Monday, and then your birthday is July 1st on a Tuesday the next year, and July 1st again next year on a Wednesday,
right.
I'm not condoning birthdays. I'm just saying, just for an example.
Yeah.
That's a floating time zone, because you look at the moon on those days. So you look at July 1st on a Monday 1 year, and then July 1st on the Tuesday the next year, you're going to see the moon at a different phase. It's not the same. That calendar is off kilter.
Right.
So when you go back to Yahweh's appointment calendar, the sun, moon, and stars, Genesis 1, as you quoted, as well as Psalms 104:19, also write down Psalms 89:37, where the moon was a faithful witness, it was a recorder. There is no such thing as a perpetual seven-day weekly cycle that stops for nothing like a hamster in a wheel. That's what we've been taught.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because it doesn't use the moon. So it gives that appearance that it's like a hamster in a cycle. It doesn't stop because it, again, doesn't use the moon. But when you study the word Shabuah, which is the Hebrew word for week, okay, there are four Shabuahs in a moon. The moon is known as Kodesh or Yalrik, or Rosh Kodesh would be the new moon, and also Yalrik, which also means yellow moon. And so the new moon would be the yellow full moon. And when you start researching this out, you will find that the children of Israel and Moses and Abraham, that's all they used. They used the moon to find the weekly Sabbath, because within the moon there are four Shabuahs. So the weeks and... obviously, the month, the beginning of the month, the weeks are going to be regulated by the moon. Now, the sun regulates the year, the day, okay? But the moon regulates the appointments, the specific appointments, the weekly Sabbath, obviously the new moons and all of the feasts from, you know, Pentecost, Passover, Tabernacles, Day of Atonement, and so forth. So the moon regulates the weeks, obviously the new moons, and all the appointments. That includes Sabbath, weekly Sabbath, annual Sabbath, and all the major feasts as well. And so the sun regulates the year and the day. You never go outside and say, hey, I can look at the sun and say what day it is. You would say, I can know what time it is, but you wouldn't know what day it is. But if you're going to know what day it is, you could look at the moon and say, what's the day of the month? Never the day of the sun, right?
Right.
Okay, so the day of the month, which is really the day of the moon, because you can't have a true month, anyhow, scripturally speaking, without the moon. That's how you get the word month, is from the word moon. So you'd have to go back to Yahweh's scriptures and, like you said, you know, dig out as many scriptures as possible to prove this out. You can't find one verse to support a Friday evening to Saturday evening perpetual Sabbath in the scriptures.
And if you could just, over the course of tonight's show, give a few more scriptures that I could research myself.
Sure, absolutely. Richie, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you again. Thank you, Zach.
Hey, take care. A great call. We'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniels, Repair the Breach. Breachmender at yahoo.com is the email. Zach Daniel as well at yahoo.com. Two K's and no S for Zach Daniel at yahoo.com. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, publicbroadcasting.org, and I had a great call there, Richie. Also, Ezekiel 46, 1, verse 1 says, "Thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Shabbat or Sabbath day it shall be open, and on the day of the new moon it shall be open." And this is a very important scriptural text, because this text from Ezekiel 46, 1 through 6 clearly teaches that there are three category days. You have the 6 working days of a week, and you have, obviously, that's the first category of days. And then the second category of day is the weekly Sabbath, and, of course, the day of the new moon. So there are three category days. So the day of the new moon is never any of the 6 working days of the week in Scripture, the scriptural week. And so when you have that thought in mind, you understand there's 4 Shabbos or 4 7-day weeks. So that's why there's 28 days or 4 Shabbos in a moon. And within that moon, there's another day called the day of the new moon, which is not any day of the week. And if there's a 30-day month or a moon, you would have a 2-day new moon festival. That's found in 1 Samuel chapter 20. You can read that from verse, the whole chapter, when Jonathan and David we're discussing. But we'll get some more scriptures out there as the broadcast continues. We've got Dan in Texas. Welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast, Dan.
Yes, sir. It's a fascinating show. Well, I mean, I used to go to the church. I was into the Teacher of Tabernacles, Lays Under the Bread, which I greatly enjoyed and wish I could still go back to it. But, I mean, you know, the Bible says somewhere that no man judge you in the keeping of days. And so
Colossians 2, yeah.
If it makes you feel closer to God, do it. So, I mean, if it makes you feel closer to God to keep the Sabbath on Saturday versus Sunday or vice versa, you're fantastically in good graces with God. And then I'm sure you put more stars in your crown for being righteous. But, I mean, I don't understand why you guys are all wound up on things like this in our country simply being slaughtered and annihilated and reduced to nothing by foreigners among us, as the Bible says, will happen to us as punishment for being unrighteous. I mean, well, it seems like you guys are very intelligent callers and care about righteousness and are of the faith, but why are you dedicating all this time with radio talking to jillions of people when you could be doing something to save our country? To be specific, uniting us to stand up against those that are destroying our country. And the only place I know that's doing it is a website, which a friend of mine started called www.closetheborder.com. And you go there and you print a petition, you sign it, you mail it. And you got all kinds of people wanting for violence and all kinds of stuff. There's lots of guys in prison now here in Texas for trying to make Texas a country instead of a state again. And this violent thing's absurd. You got to control your anger, and you got to control your mind, too, as well. So you guys, because you could be doing a whole lot of good to save our country. Well, our way of life is being done away with, I mean, just bluntly and clearly. And then keeping the Sabbath is all important, but whether we should lose sleep over what day it's on seems to me kind of inconsequential since our country is being annihilated. I wonder how you feel since you're dedicating your wisdom and time on this radio show about the keeping of days versus doing something to save our country bothers me a lot. And go ahead.
I appreciate your thoughts, Dan. I mean, everybody has their take on why our the most beautiful landmass in the world is being invaded. I totally agree that there are issues out there that are very important that we need to be dealt with, and this network, I believe, deals with it the best. Now, you asked me, why do I deal with this? I am trying to offer a solution of the reason why this country is in the way, the dire straits that it is because we have turned our back from keeping Yahweh's commandments. Now, you can go and try to eradicate the problems from the natural standpoint, and I commend that, but at the same point, I'm trying to get the spiritual reason behind the problems in which this country is facing. The people have turned their back on keeping his Sabbath. And that was the reason why the children of Israel were rooted out of the land, is because they were not keeping Yahweh's commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. He said in 2 Corinthians or 2 Chronicles 7:14, Yahweh stated, "If my people, which are called by my name," this country has fancied themselves to being called by the name of the Creator. But the problem is they have been calling him a name that he never possessed. His name was never God or Lord or Jehovah or Jesus, with all due respect, folks. His name is Yahweh. And he talks about a people in the last days, a nation that was not called by his name. And yet, the reason why this country has been blessed is because at one time, there was more of an obedience, more of a Yah-fearing spirit amongst the people. But today, that's been rooted out completely out of the schools. Prayer's been taken out. The Ten Commandments has been taken out of courthouses. I definitely commend the judge in Alabama that stood up for that. The point is that in Colossians 2, the text there, which you're referring to about, okay, judging and days and so forth, let no man judge you in meat or drink or respect to a holy day or the Sabbath. If you read that in context, my friend, you will find that the only one that was to judge in those matters were the ones that were observing the Sabbath, the new moon, and the feast days. Those were the blessed ones. That's what the apostles were keeping, the day of the new moon, the day of the full new moon, the weekly Sabbath. And it was always because they were not keeping the commandments and the weekly Sabbath and the feast that they were rooted out of the land. So you wonder why our country is being invaded. You're wondering why our freedoms are being eroded. It's because Yahweh is using an evil system, an evil government, like he used Babylon's Nebuchadnezzar, just like he used Egyptian Pharaoh. He's using an evil beast system that is chastening evildoers. And so he uses an evil system to chastise evildoers because guess what? You have forsaken, we as a nation, as a people, have forsaken Yahweh's commandments, judgments, testimonies, and stats. And it's not your fault or my fault. It's because people have been going to the church, and the pulpiteers and the preachers have deprived the people of teaching the weekly Sabbath by the day of the full new moon, and are depriving the people from keeping all the feasts because they think it's done away with, and hence they're teaching indirectly lawlessness. And when you disobey the commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes of Yahweh, you're going to get judged. You're going to get uprooted. You're going to get invaded. Not that we condone the invasion. We just understand the root and the source of why it's happening. If we go back to Yahweh's commandments, then he will preserve his remnant and elect, and then we can get the remedy. And I'm all for natural remedy and so forth, and I'm all glad about preparedness, and I believe in all that. But if we don't seek Yahweh first and seeking him first as our primary refuge, I don't care what kind of bunker you build, if that's your primary refuge, it isn't going to help you in the end if you don't got Yahweh in your life. And I say that with all love and due respect. But I'm all for preparedness, and I do believe this network is number one and on the cutting edge of getting the information out. But anyhow, that's my little rant and my take on why it is the way it is in this country, why we're suffering the ills. And we do need freedoms, and I'm not for all these entitlements and all these things that the system is doing. But nevertheless, folks, we got to understand there's a spiritual warfare that we're under and under attack, and we need to go back to the commandments to get under his refuge, the Almighty Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. We got Dan in California. Thank you for your patience, Dan. What can we do for you today?
Oh, hi, Zachariah.
How you doing?
I sent you an email back on the 30th of last month.
Okay, and I apologize. I've had problems with my connection. I don't know if I got to your email or not.
Okay, well, basically, I was forwarding in that email a message that my dad, who's a retired missionary to Venezuela, he basically
I kind of do recall that. I apologize for not getting back to you.
Oh no, that's all right. I just wanted to take the opportunity to try to get a little feedback directly from you.
Because, sure, go right ahead. What can we do for you tonight?
Okay. Well, my friend and I have been trying to figure out exactly where we stand and what's needed, what's expected of us in terms of keeping the commandments. My dad is absolutely convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Ten Commandments were given to the children of Israel in that time, and particularly the Sabbath, he says, applied to the children of Israel in that time and does not apply to the general body of Christ, the church. He says, And he quotes numerous scriptures to support it, and he did up a whole study for me on it. But he's absolutely positive, at least in his mind, that that's the case. So he doesn't feel that he's breaking the Sabbath. You know, where I have real problems with what he's doing is that he's worshiping on Sunday, and I've shown him how the whole tradition of Sunday worship, you know, basically comes from Constantine and from paganism and
that's
worship
true.
Of the sun god. And I said, how can you do that when the children of Israel were severely punished because they basically were essentially taking on traditions of the pagan tribes and people groups around them and then adapting them for their own worship and trying to say, God, we're honoring you by doing some of these pagan things. And God was saying, that's absolutely unacceptable.
Well,
I told you how to worship me. Do it this way.
Let me take some of the issues that your dad has brought up. Now, he said he's a missionary. And he says this is only for the children of Israel. And see, this is the big deception that the church, many Christians don't realize they are a part of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They don't realize that, though. They think they need to be in the church or a Christian to be under the mercies and favor of the Almighty Yahweh, when in reality, Yahweh is calling them out. That's the end-time message, to go back to the true Israel, according to Galatians 6:16 and James 1:1, where he's writing not to a church or a Christian society. He's writing to the children of Israel, who are red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. It's not about race, it's about great. It's about the Almighty Messiah who came and brought us into one new, to be one new man by one blood. And so the children of Israel is his covenant people. Read Jeremiah 31, Ezekiel 36. Share those verses with him. You know, he's given a new covenant to Israel and Yada, and it's not Judaism. It's not Islam. You got to accept the Messiah, Yahweh, came in the flesh, born in Bethlehem, and now, as you, I'm sure, have. But the point is, you have a lot of ministers. I used to be a pastor in a Christian church. I understand the thinking A lot of them, you know, they just assume that the law's done away with, but yet they say, hey, we need to keep the laws of men, or follow the laws of this church, or follow the laws of this denomination. If the law's done away with in their mindset, then they should have complete anarchy and not follow any laws of men whatsoever to be consistent in that position, which is obviously ludicrous. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has no problem with being in a 501c3 church where the state is the head of the church.
Well, he's a government agent, whether he knows it or not, or likes it or not. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, I those are the things that I can't understand at all. I can't understand celebrating Christmas and Easter when they're based on totally pagan traditions, and Santa Claus is actually Satan. I mean, that's who he really is.
Right. You know, and the previous caller, Dan in Texas, he had mentioned why are we using this time on the air? Well, it's because a lot of these preachers, preachers that get behind the pulpit are deceiving the masses. Oh, don't fight the system, don't fight the government, you know. Someone said like this, why fight? We're on the, you know, when we're on the next flight, you know, the old false doctrine called the rapture. And
yeah.
Therefore, they're lulled to sleep, rocked to sleep by deceit, and they don't do anything because a lot of these preachers are the main culprits to the society, and people are not doing anything. They're just thinking, oh, no, we can't get involved. I believe in getting involved, but I do believe, most importantly, we get involved with the Creator and follow His commandments, and then He'll help us in our everyday society.
Well, just in terms of establishing the Sabbath, if you were to go back, look at Scripture, look at the moon phases, find the new moon, and establish that, okay, based on the moon, we're looking at a Sabbath on this particular date. Now, it sounds like from what you're saying today, I couldn't, from that point on, just add 7 days to that and to come to the next Sabbath, add 7 again and keep moving that way, that I'd have to keep track of the moon cycles all the time because it's not going to be a consistent thing.
Well,
so I'm not going to be able to rely on it being exactly a certain way.
Well, on the pagan calendar, that will be, it'll be floating on a pagan calendar, but when we've already dealt with that, the pagan calendar really is the floating time zone. It's an illusion. It's played out as reality. It's what everyone's conditioned to accept. But the point is that when you look at all the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, all of them, they didn't have this calendar. This is a calendar, as you know, from Pope Leo or Pope Gregorian. That's why they call it the Gregorian calendar. And it was a Roman. This whole country is built on. It's a new revived Roman Empire. Okay, this is the police force. The bad cop, so to speak. The UN, as you know, is probably the so-called good cop, really is not good at all. It's all a deception. But the point is that if you're going to follow his commandments, his weekly Sabbath, you can go into old encyclopedias and you will find that the original Sabbath was by the moon in Scripture. You can go and study this out in the Scripture yourself and you will find that there are 18 pinpointed texts, as I alluded to earlier, where the Sabbath was always on the eighth day of the moon, not the eighth day of June or like I was saying. You have to go back to nature, because why? We're from nature. We're from the dust of the earth, and so we have to get back in step with the Creator to understand His ways.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. I think I pointed out also in the email that I had looked at the Farmer's Almanac, and that indicated that the Sabbath at the beginning of this month was May 2nd, according to them. But I believe
That was actually the day of the new moon. From May 1st to May 2nd, to translate on the pagan calendar, that was the day of the new moon. So, the first Sabbath was from what they call May 8th to May 9th, okay, from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening. And, of course, this Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening will be the 15th of the moon. It just so happens to be the 15th of May. It just happens to just, you know, fall in unison. But nevertheless, you don't go by what the pagan calendar states at what day it is. It just so happens that the 15th of May to the 16th of May is actually the 15th of the moon, which is the second Sabbath.
Okay. But you basically just entirely focus on Scripture and then observe the heavens yourself to see what's happening?
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier about how Constantine changed it from, he made Sunday the first day of the week, and he made Saturday the seventh day of the week. A lot of people don't realize that Saturday used to be the first day of the week because Sunday used to be the second day. Now, this day of the week that I'm referring to is a false seven-day pagan week. It's a counterfeit, but it's the one that everyone assumes is the correct cycle. But it's
not the correct cycle because it doesn't use the moon. The weeks in Scripture are based on the moon. It's lunar. They're lunar driven. And the point is that if he's telling us to keep the seventh day of the week, we've got to find out when a week or when a new moon begins, and so that six working days precede a day of the new moon. Then on the seventh day of the week will be the first eighth day of the month.
Uh-huh.
You see, the first day of the moon determines the count. You have six working days after the day of the new moon. Then on the eighth day of the moon will be the first seventh day of the week. Again, you cannot find the seventh day of the week unless you find the first day of the new moon.
I'm just wondering, would you be willing to maybe send a message that lays that out to those of us who have written you about this?
Basically, just
laying out some key scriptures and how we can do that, because there's a lot of us out here that would like to do it, but we're still somewhat confused because it is floating, and because we do have to become observers of the heavens, and we have to dig deeper into Scripture, and all of this stuff is really hidden from us, and it's not easy. It's one of the things that's frustrated me to no end.
I understand,
really,
Dan.
I hear the music. It sounds like...
Well, once you stay over, we'll take you over the break.
Yeah,
we'll
I had one other quick thing to go. I don't want to dominate your time, obviously, but I had a lot of stuff.
Okay, be right back. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay,
hold on.
Sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
And we're back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. And, Dan, I wanted to say this to you here. I'm glad you stayed on the line here. And if you look at it's not as daunting as it appears. I know at first it does seem to be very daunting to look at the phases of the moon, but it's really not that hard at all. For instance, when the day of the new full moon rises, to translate on the pagan calendar, May 31st, that will be the next full new moon. That night will be what they call Thursday night. So Thursday night to Friday will be the day of the new moon. So the next four, Thursday evening to Friday evening, will be the weekly Sabbath. It's that simple. It's not that hard. Are you there?
You're saying the next four.
Yeah, the next. Okay, so right now, because the new moon rose on what they call Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening on the 1st of May to May 2nd, Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening for 4 weeks straight from May 1st, okay, all the way to May 29th, those four Tuesdays after that will be the weekly Sabbath, just to translate. It's not that hard. You just find the day of the new moon, the day of the full new moon. If it rises on a Wednesday night, then it'll be from Wednesday to Thursday, the Sabbath, for 4 weeks. Not that hard.
Okay, I see.
See, that's okay. It's like the clock that kind of sets the count.
Yeah, so basically, you know, for the week, you're actually hitting the same day after that new moon. You establish the distance, the separation from that new moon, and then you can score
exactly.
It out from there.
I posted on our Yahoo groups when the new moon or when the weekly Sabbath is. If you want to go there, go on the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a link that goes right to it. And send me another email at the ZachDaniel@yahoo.com, 2Ks, no S, for ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. And I promise you I'll get back to you soon. I apologize I haven't got back to you.
Oh,
but we
no,
need to go
I,
on.
You know, I'm sure that you get tons of emails. And
I appreciate
schedules.
I do appreciate you, though. I do want to help in any way I can. Please stay in touch. We got Dylan in Texas. Thanks, Dan, for the call. Call next week. I appreciate you calling very much. Dylan
Hello,
in Texas.
Yahweh, brother.
Praise Yahweh, brother. We got a few minutes here for you.
Okay. If someone wants to take note here, I'm going to cite some scriptures for which you can use to deduce the new moon day. The new moon day is the basis of the Hebrew calendar, right, brother?
Absolutely.
Okay. Ezekiel 46:1-6. This is for the three categories of days. That's the new moon day, and then you have the days of the week, and then you have the Shabbat. The month starts with the new moon day. There's one new moon day. A Hebrew month is 29 or 30 days, and there's 4 7-day periods in there, the Shabuas, each
right.
One with, anyway. So Psalms 81:3, this is for the new moon day. It's appointed, see Strong's. You'll need a Strong's exhaustive concordance. Hebrew entry 3677. That's for Psalms 81:3, the use of the word appointed. And then we have Ezekiel 46 for the new moon. See Strong's Hebrew entries 2318, 2319, and 2320. Acts 17 and 18, Sabbaths are kept. The Messiah said in Luke 16:17, and it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. And the Messiah said in Matthew 5:17, think not that I am come to destroy the law.
That's right. And you know what, Dylan, he didn't make Sabbath for the Jews only. He said he made Sabbath for man right there in the New Testament. Mankind is red, yellow, black, and white, and brown people all over the world. And we're getting ready to leave the broadcast. Dylan, always great insights there. Thanks for your input. And call again next week, my friend. You listen to the Repair of the Breach broadcast here at the conclusion, and thanks to my producer, Manny, support the network. Great job, John, Sandra, Stettmiller, doing support. What the network has been doing so awesome the last few years. Chris is doing a great job doing the engineering and of course, support the scriptures, folks. Get back into the Word. Support Yahweh's will for your life. Yield to it. The only thing that's going to bring peace and satisfaction will be right back next week, y'all willing. Shalom till next week. BreachMender@yahoo.com. Zach Daniel with 2Ks and no S. Zach Daniel at yahoo.com. And we'll see you next week. Shalom. Y'all willing.